It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Yo, welcome in to the Morning Buzz. I am rocking the Remy Bomber Jacket because we are brought to you by Remy Martin. We love Remy Martin. They are sponsor of the show. And I got a whole bunch of swag. Gave up a bunch of swag to people who listen and watch the podcast last week. Looking forward to continuing to do that as we roll on here with the growth of the YouTube page. A lot of people are still in awe of what it is they saw in London Sunday morning. It was really great. There are some people who are like, yo, look at how bad these teams are. Are we sure that the Bears are good? And the answer to that question is no, we're not sure that the Bears are good, but we'll see if they end up being good. Like it's a legitimate question right now. Although I would say that since Bears fans have waited so long, that maybe you could just live in the joy for a little bit and not worry too much about, are they, because you look at the last three opponents, the Rams, the Carolina Panthers, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. When you look at all three defenses, they're ranked 30th, 31st, 32nd. The Bears did what they were supposed to do, and I'm never, ever going to be mad at a team that does what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to beat bad teams. Would you prefer that they didn't? And for the most part, they didn't squeak by these bad teams either. They dominated them. That, to me, is a good thing. It really is. Now, I do think had Puka Nacua and or Cooper Kupp played in that Rams game, it may have turned out differently. But you can only play who's on your schedule, and they're only healthy when they're healthy. That's kind of one of the things about the NFL, is if you start looking at who wins championships, who wins Super Bowl titles, health is a big factor in that model. The Bears do have some health issues, but having a bye week to get healthy is significant. If you want to see what I thought like initially after the game, the post-game pod is available. You can check it out. A lot of good feedback, I thought, for the most part. Some people are mad at me because I'm still navigating this space, the YouTube space, and it doesn't look the way that they want it to look. It doesn't look the way I want it to look just yet, but I'm still experimenting. So for the most part, this is what it's going to look like for now. And I literally last week met with someone that whose opinion I respect in regards to how to make things look great. And I'm working on it. Got a whole bunch of other stuff to do, including making sure the people on Apple and Spotify are taken care of, making sure Remy Martin is happy, and, you know, a full-time job. So for now, this is the best that I can do. I get that it doesn't look as glitzy and as glammy as some of your other favorite podcasts. Maybe we'll get to that point. Maybe we won't. I kind of like the simplicity of this, because your feedback was that you listen to podcasts on YouTube. So I don't know if I necessarily have to do like more production stuff for this, but we'll see. You know, I'm sure that there will be some shorties that are added to the mix as well. That's some of the advice that I've gotten, that people react well to the shorties. Even YouTube has been like, hey, you should do some shorties. This one is going to be kind of in between. We're not going to hopefully go too long on this one. But I wanted to talk about what's happened with me over the last 3 weeks. I've had three unique experiences watching Bears games over the last 3 weeks. The Rams game I saw in person at Soldier Field. It was the first time that I ever been to Soldier Field without a press pass for a football game. I've been there for soccer matches and some other things, but I've never seen the Bears without a press pass before. When I was a kid, football wasn't something that we did. We spent a lot more time doing baseball. So if I was going to go see a big game, it would be at Comiskey. And occasionally at Wrigley, we would go over there if it was, I mean, getting from 113th and Halstead to Wrigley Field is not easy, and it definitely wasn't easy in the 80s, but occasionally we would go. So being at a game was really interesting. I enjoyed very much the interaction with fans and being able to hang out. And, you know, you're still taking notes because, you know, I want to be ready for the show the next day. But I really enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy getting out of there. Getting out of there was hard. And I don't mean getting off the campus. I mean getting out of the building. That's still difficult. And if I ever go again, I'll just hang out for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. After the game and then leave, because the way that you were compact, not great. That vantage point, though, was ridiculous. Like, my seats were really good, and I felt like I was in the game more than when I'm in the press box, if that makes any sense. In the press box, you're getting all the information, and you're getting, you know, Bears PR, you've got your flip card, you've got TV so you can watch replays. And usually the live is ahead by like 12 seconds. So if you think you saw something, you can just jump right back and look up, watch the play on TV and see if that's what you thought you saw. That vantage point was killer. Being able to afford tickets like that on the regular, I don't think that that's in the cards for me, but if someone were to ask me to go to a game again, I'd go for the experience of it. It was a really wonderful day. Then last week, I watched the game with Patrick and Olin, and that was amazing. Like, that's kind of what I'm used to. I'm used to sitting there with the guys and watching games and having these incredible conversations about football with guys who play football. It's hard to pass up. And I would tell you that if you ever get the chance, you should definitely do that. But you can't have that every week. I'm looking forward to the next time that I get a chance to fill in for Mully. My guess would be Thanksgiving. I don't have any plans to go out of town. We'll see if the Detroit game, because that's going to be huge. Like, the way things are setting up now, that's going to be huge. So maybe I'll do pre and post for that one. That might be kind of cool. We'll see. There's some other stuff in the hopper right now too, which might open some other doors, but we'll see how all of it ends up playing out. That was that experience of being able to pick Olin's brain or Patrick's brain. You can't beat it. It is the way that I'm most comfortable watching games. I'm just used to it over the last 7 years.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack, Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
And then yesterday is a little bit more normal for me now, like the new normal of I'm watching games at home, coming downstairs and doing the pod and everything else. And I like that too. The guys and I on the afternoon show, we have a text thread. And so we're marking stuff for things that we want to talk about inside of the show over the next few days. I've been thinking about whether or not we turn, because we do a turn the page segment on Wednesday. I think we might have to extend that out because there'll be no Bears game this Sunday. Maybe we turn the page on next Monday, but I'll run it past everyone. We get into our meeting in a little bit. I liked the 8:30 game, and I didn't think that I was going to. I liked it because, for the most part, I am a morning person. I like getting up and getting stuff done, like working out before anyone needs me, that sort of thing. And so to come back, I took a walk to the lake. Like I got up, a little later than usual, but I got up and took a walk to the lake, and that's usually about 2.5 miles for me to go to the lake and then walk around the neighborhood and come back. So it was good. You get that, you get started with your day, you watch the Bears game, and then you had the whole day. Like I had the whole NFL day to watch what Green Bay is doing, and I guess Jordan Love is legit because he's still fine. Like he still does some crazy stuff, but he's also out there doing special stuff. That Lions team is terrifying. Watching what they did against Dallas. Granted, Aiden Hutchinson now has a broken leg. That's problematic, and I feel terrible for him. The NFL sack leader. So there's opportunity for the Bears. But that bond, it seems like in Detroit, is just so strong right now. I don't know. Check this out. Like, if you go to the Lions Instagram or Twitter account, they have it posted. Their game ball thing. And look, every team, when they win, their locker room is going to be great. But if you just, like, really realize how the Lions players feel about Dan Campbell, it shows you the job that he's done as their coach. Like they really, truly respect him, and it's going to be hard to overcome for the Packers, the Vikings, and the Bears. But we're living in a time now where the NFC North is the division to be in. That's where we're at. Who would have thunk it? So, yeah, the bad teams that the Bears beat, they're bad. It's fair to say that, but I'd rather the Bears be sitting here at 4-2 than 3-3 or 2-4. You got to beat up the bad teams, too. They're part of your schedule. In fact, they're a significant part of your schedule. When the Bears come back and they take on Washington, now we're talking about an upgrade. Even though Arizona got beat yesterday, I think Arizona's pretty good. It'll get harder, and we'll see how the Bears handle it. But for right now, let them men live. They won. Let them come back. Let them enjoy, take a few days off, get the body clocks right. And everyone should be in a good mood. You don't have to jump to doom. Like, you don't have to jump to the part where the Bears are bad. You're not going to get any points for saying, well, I knew that this team was flawed. Every team is flawed. But one thing that we're seeing this Bears team do that we haven't seen a ton of other Bears teams do is beat bums. Beat bums up. So I think you should be happy with beating the bums up. And I, for one, am happy that I've had the experience that I've had over the last 3 weeks of seeing the game from three different perspectives and still kind of figuring out which one is the most relevant. I'll add a fourth one. I think I'm going to go to the Arizona game, like with a press pass and all of that stuff. I didn't realize that the rules had changed with the NFL. So there's all sorts of, they're doing like biometric stuff. And I got to, when I'm done doing this, I got to get all of my credential stuff in place so that I can go cover that game in a couple of weeks. But yeah, things are definitely different. And I don't know if it's for the better, but they're different. But the Bears are winning, and that's good, right? Seems to be good for us. I know that just from the limited sample of ratings that we have, things have been great because ratings are usually about 3 weeks behind. So we can really only tell you about the first month of Bears football, and the first month of Bears football for the Score was excellent. Hopefully that continues. And it continues when the team is good, which is why I always tell people, I even got a note to George a couple weeks ago, and I said, contrary to popular belief, we would prefer that the teams be good. There's more interest, everyone eats when the teams are good. You can only be bad for so long before people tune out. Ask the White Sox. Which reminds me, later on this week, we should probably have a conversation again about CHSN. Because something occurred to me as people have complained about not being able to watch it that I don't think is entirely CHSN's fault, but it is something that they're going to have to manage. So the next pod will probably be that, unless there's some crazy breaking news. But as always, I thank you for your support. We thank Remy Martin for supporting this podcast, The Morning Buzz. We like to get it going. It's great for me, too, because I get to find out what the status of my voice is before I walk in and do the radio show. So far, so good. I got all the gears today, which is great. So I will see you next time here on The Morning Buzz, brought to you by Remy Martin. Go make yourself a Remy cocktail. Do a sidecar. You can make yourself a Remy margarita, which is phenomenal. You swap out tequila for Remy. You use Cointreau, which is one of their partners, one of their brands. And then you do lemon juice instead of lime juice. You're going to love it. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.